welcome to the Country Doctor Museum. I'm Morgan. This is my friend Ashton. Nice to meet y'all.
Well, I'm Cecil Williams. Good to meet you, sir.
I'm sorry, Morgan. Cut my apple. Nice to meet you, Ashton.
Yes. So we just want to ask y'all a couple questions today.
Okay.
First one is, do you remember having a family doctor in your youth or when you were growing up?
Yes.
Yes.
Dr. Putney from Wilson.
Did you have any good experiences with him?
Well, I didn't have many, but we went. He was good to me. Once my parents would take, we had four children, and they would take one to the doctor. Whatever the doctor found out about that one, they'd treat the whole family. And the doctor went along with that plan. Because it was expensive to go to a doctor.
Right.
They didn't have insurance.
So did they come to your house a lot?
No, they went to Wilson.
What about you?
I don't remember going to the doctor. Mom always treated us at home. Or so my grandmother won.
Home remedy? Mm-hmm. You remember what those were?
I know if we got a fever, they rubbed us down with alcohol. And if we were sick in the stomach, they'd give us Pepto-Bismol. God, all the time. All kinds of Pepto-Bismol. I'm trying to think what they are. I can't think. If your fever got really, really high, they don't put ice on you. Sit you in a bathtub with ice to bring the fever down. If you got a really bad cough, my grandmama, I don't know what I was in, she mixed something up. It make you sick. It had alcohol and, it had liquor and honey in it. I don't know if she was trying to make you well or drunk, so you didn't know, but anyway, she makes that bad little concoction for you. And if you got a boil or something in your skin, they would put fat back meat on it. Mm-hmm. It's a fat back meat.
Well, splinter. If you got a splinter in your hand, they put, take an ice potato and scrape it and put this sugar or salt in that and make a little mixture and put it on your hand and bandage it up, and the next morning this splinter will be pulled out of your hand. Next.
So you said you don't remember a doctor ever having a house called your home.
We're not that old.
I'm trying to think if I did or not. It seemed like I had pneumonia one time when a doctor came to the house, but I can't remember who he was. But I had pneumonia. I was really too sick to get out and go to the doctor. I cannot remember who that was. Outside that, I don't remember.
So most family doctors were appreciated for their like one-on-one relationship with their patients.
That's right.
Do you remember having a doctor, or you had a nice one-on-one relationship with him?
Yes, when I was in eighth grade, I broke my kneecap, just my kneecap, and they put me on a cast from my hip all the way down to my ankles. And it happened in the spring about this time of the year. And it had to be in, on me for I forget how many weeks. And Dr. Jeanette in Wilson, he was maybe orthopedic doctor. And also he was the doctor for the Fike football team and stuff. And so he did a real good job. He done a good job. He healed up nicely.
Do you know?
I don't remember because I don't like that. We didn't go to the doctor much.
Right.
We couldn't get fixed at home. We just bury us.
Okay. So, what attributes do y'all tend to look for in a doctor? Do you have a certain attribute that you tend to look for?
He needs to come highly recommended by our personal doctor, which is Dr. Barton and Wilson. And we don't check them out real good, but I mean,
they have patients that's very good.
And they have patients that they have been successful with.
Right.
And they're good in their field. They don't do broad spectrum. We'd like to go to doctors that specialize in whatever's wrong with us.
Have y'all had any major sicknesses or anything where you have to go see a specialist?
Yeah, I've had heart trouble and we went to Wake Med and had a good doctor there, still have a good doctor there, a pacemaker and defibrillator. I've had cataract surgery. And that's all I, that's fine. I've had good results on everything. 70 years old, still here. Where are you next week?
I had breast cancer in 2005. And my doctor, my personal doctor, Dr. Martin, she was so sweet. I mean, she already knew what it was before I even had it tested. And I don't know who cried the hardest, me or her. I mean, she sat down like I was the only patient in the world that she had. But I survived it. Then I went to Rex Hospital and everything was fine.
Do you remember any of the treatments that you went through?
Yeah, I remember every one of them. I had about 8 rounds of chemo. And then I forgot how many radiation treatments. Chemo and radiation. It wasn't too bad. I mean, it's changed since it was.
All of her hair came out. Every bit of it. And when, I don't know where it was towards the end of her therapy, I think that she made us, when they had let her go from chemo, we went to New York and rode a double decker bus. And she had a wig on because she was bald. And we blow a tree come by, and I almost grabbed the wig and pulled off her head. And so the rest of the way on the trip, I was back on her head, hold the wig down. Then we went to this real big Trump Towers, I believe it was. And we went in, and she was almost crying. I said, I'll tell you what we're going to do. And I reached over, and I said, I pulled it right off. I said, that's the way it's going to be.
And I never know what more
of her come out real pretty. When her come back, it was real, real curly, real pretty. Anyway, next question.
Going back to what y'all said about having, you have one doctor for everything you ever growing up. Do you ever miss that, than having to go to a bunch of different doctors for different things?
No, Dr. Barton, our primary doctor, she is that doctor for us that she gives us. We've got anything wrong with us, she attends to it, and she thinks we need to see a specialist, then she'll send us somewhere else. But that's we don't have a lot of. I'm happy the way things are now. I think people get a lot better treatment than they did back when I was a child.
And you still have that personal relationship with your primary doctor versus all the other doctors.
Do you feel like that relationship is very important with the doctors?
Yes.
Very important.
How would you rank it on a scale of like other attributes a doctor has?
The personal, I would 10 probably.
10.
To be able to remember, of course, you just looked at your name and stuff, but act like this, you're her best friend and all this kind of stuff. It's a personal relationship and is a quality in all business and all parts of life. That you don't need to walk around gruffy and act like the world is your enemy. And have a doctor that looks at you and smiles and stuff when you're not feeling good, that helps a lot.
Versus Dr. Campbell, who crosses her legs and says, well, we can't cure them all.
Yeah, but she was having chemo and stuff, and they did x-rays and stuff, and the cancer didn't stop growing. The cancer was still growing. The breast cancer was still growing. And I told her, I said, well, what are we going to do? And she looked right dead at us and said, we can't save them all. And I said, wow.
No bedside
matter. No bedside matter whatsoever. So anyways, you don't remember the good things I can say, but you certainly remember the hurtful things they say forever. Question next.
I think that's all the questions.
No, you ain't. Come on now. What about you, sir?
He took all my questions.
Well, here, you go read them again. We'll start off.
Do you have any other stories you'd like to tell me? Any other stories of the doctor? You can't remember. Interesting story.
Interesting story. Oh, well, tell us about some notes. You wrote some notes.
Tell us about the notes.
Oh, the notes was just some old sayings. Just old sayings. Like my mother, if you're walking with her and there's a pole here. You can't go on one side, her go on the other side. You can't split the pole.
That's probably still today.
Yeah, you can't split
the pole. Put tobacco products on a bee sting. If you're gonna wasp sting you or bee sting you, put either snuff or any kind of tobacco product on it, and it will take this sting out. And still like today, aloe for taking out the heat from sunburn. So what else was it?
That's the automatic ones. I've got sweet potatoes. I mean, the potatoes draw out the splinters, and I said draws out abscesses. If you got an abscess or something, it'll draw it out. If you got a toothache, they put liquor on it.
What about some technological advancements you've noticed, you know, from, you said that back then when you had your breast cancer diagnosis, it's a lot different than a way a doctor would go about it now. So what changes have you guys noticed in the past, I'd say maybe 30
some of that
years?
Happened, if I may, some of that happened while she had her breast cancer. The traditional treatment was that if you had breast cancer, they first they wanted to remove the breast and then treat. What is that? They would remove the breast and then treat the cancer. Well, when they did that, I don't know why people didn't think about it earlier, but the chemo mixtures, they make this chemo stuff and it's mixed right there, right before you administer it. And they mix the chemo and give it to you. Well, they have no way of knowing whether it's working or not because they don't have a marker or something that they can tell if the cancer's shrinking or the cancer's growing or what's going on or if there's cancer cells going to other parts of the body. They had no way of knowing. But with hers, they did the chemo
first.
And then they could do tests and see that the cancer's shrinking. And yes, we got it, or the cancer's growing, we need to do something else. And so they were able to successfully treat it. And when she got her, it wasn't called a biopsy, but it was a lymphectomy. That means they went in and just pulled out a little small spot where the cancer was. They were just went in and pulled out a little spot because it was pretty much gone. And then right before that, she was taking her chemo, and the doctor went to a seminar or symposium somewhere, and they come up with a new treatment for hormone-related breast cancer. And what was that drug?
Herceptin.
Herceptin was the name of the drug that attacked cancer. The first I've ever heard of this was a drug that was specifically designed to attack cancer cells of a specific kind of cancer. And Herceptin attacked the cancer cells of hormone treatment related cancer. And that was a huge advancement. And it's expanded on it to the day, but this has been 20 years ago, probably?
Yeah, but if I had a year younger, a year earlier, I'd been dead.
A year younger, she'd have died from it.
Yeah, before that.
She sure would have. Because the other stuff was not, the chemo was not working. It was a Herceptin drug that cured her cancer. That's what that was. So
things change all the time. And the chemo, I mean, itself, I mean, I think it's always been a drip kind of a thing. So.
But the radiation, people talk about chemo, but chemo is nowhere near as dangerous and defiguring, or whatever you want to use the word, as radiation. Radiation is extremely hard on the body, and I recommend if you don't have to get, if chemo is an option, I would think about doing it because it has effects that last a long while, and they can do things like my uncle had esophageal cancer, and they did the radiation, and they burned a hole through his esophagus, and he didn't live but 3 or 4 more days because it, and he walked into place, and anyway, it's not good. That's it.
And you know, years ago, I don't care what kind of bone you broke, they put a cast on. Now they got those boots and whatever, so you don't have to do that. And they got the big MRI. They had MRIs back then, but it won't like those big machines you get in now.
Right.
You know, all they had really, well, I don't think they had MRIs.
They didn't.
They only had x-rays when we were growing up. They didn't have the MRIs at all. So if you got needed to see something, the x-ray didn't show it. It was tough. You're just out of luck.
A lot of
guessing. Oh, and they do MRIs on those sinuses now. When I was growing up, you couldn't do that. But I had I had a sinus infection a year, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, and they did an MRI on my sinuses. And it wasn't like the big machine you get in. It was just this little machine that you kind of run across your face to do the MRI. And years ago, I mean, even probably 10 years ago, they didn't have that. Yeah. So they have it now. The technology has advanced a lot. I mean, we didn't have computers when we were growing up. You know, all we had was typewriters, basically. And then when the computers come around, it didn't have all the programs like you have now. You didn't really have the internet. I mean, it took a while for the internet to catch up. So if you worked in an office, you could store stuff in it. You couldn't really go on the internet and they didn't have Google.
Y'all were in going to Southern Ash.
You had the regular rotary phone, so.
Y'all going to Southern Ash, and I was there when the first year that Southern was open. Was the year I'm old, man. I am old. When the first Southern Ash first opened, and I know that was the first high school in Nash County, could have been North Carolina or beyond, that actually had a computer room. It may be gone now, I don't know, but it had a huge, big old computer, as big as that old desk area there is, and that's the first started teaching computer science at Southern Mass. Any other questions?
I think that's it.
How much are you?
It's free.
This is a doctor visit. Can't be free.
I'm not a doctor. Thank y'all for coming out.
And who was the young lady?